Loading flavors.
OCCU space PIE space WALL space STREET.
OCCU
space PIE.
PIE space.
Wall.
Space
street. Flavor Ben and Jerry's.
Oh my gosh, there is.
There you go. That didn't take long. We only said it this afternoon on payday.
That's awesome.
So there is. So now it is. Now you got to taste it. Then for you, it'd be an R, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Apple pie ice cream with some other good stuff in there.
And they got Jerry Garcia back hair flavor. That's good.
This weekend, Ben and Jerry's became the first corporate company to publicly throw their support behind the ongoing Occupy Wall Street protests, and now Taunton has envisioned a new ice cream flavor for them that perfectly captures the zeitgeist, Occupy Wall Street. It's filled with apple pie ice cream and some other good stuff in there, we think. We're not really sure. No one can explain it to us.
Yeah, and they'll be playing bye-bye. Then they'll be saying bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
That says, unfortunately, like the dude food, this is only a beautiful dream thus far, but if this ever becomes a reality and really, is there any better way to put money where the mouth is to come out with an ice cream flavor whose profits would go all toward the protesters?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Hey, Bob. Oh, Lord, suffering cats. It's lonely at the top, Sue.
Yeah. How come page 4 is blank? Is that where we write in our stuff?
No. Make sure your pencil's sharp if you write it on your screen.
I just printed them out.
Mm.
Okay. This is really nice. Yay.
So Bob came in and Bob fell out. The worms go in, the worms go out. The worms play pinnacle on the spout.
Sort of like the itsy bitsy spider?
Yeah, went up the water spout.
Damn.
Long came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy non-physical began up the spout again.
Oh my gosh! I guess this whole thing about judgment is quite interesting to me because
no judgment's action, not judgment.
Well, what are you saying? Everything is about judgment around this rim thing and the government. That's why non-physical judged them and
no,
decided to mess it up.
No, it's not about judging. It's just decided enough. Not a judgment. It's
okay,
just a
there,
choice.
Steve?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
While you're away, guess what? It's a magical thing. Ben and Jerry's in Vermont.
Yeah, yeah. Occupy. I know about that. Yeah, yeah. We did on cash flow. Good. I'm glad you talked trivial crap.
But now it is.
What's his?
Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, I know about that. We did it. I'm glad you did trivial stuff. Let's look at the chart now.
Revelation 6. It was.
Why are you saying Revelation 6?
Because I'm looking at the concordance.
You're trying to find horsemen, Bob, which is what you were talking about.
That I saw when the Lamb opened up one of the seals, and I heard as if there was a noise thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see, and I saw and behold a white horse, and he is that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went...
It's under seals. The horses are under seals.
Yes.
You already know that?
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah.
The black horse is a Persian.
Okay, Sasha, you guys are doing horses. You know what's under the seals, right?
Yeah.
So what are you looking at within the horse's theme?
No, I was just trying to find which version. Never mind, Bob. I was
trying to find what?
I was just looking up in the concordance the actual verses.
Anyways, here's what it says. We got the white horse, bow and crown, conquering, representing the final authority. Would you rather be right or happy? These are notes that she took from, Ginny took from the verbal content of each of the sessions that I did with Ion, right? These are kind of words, themes. The red horse, killing one another and giving one another a great sword. Held in the balances from the black horse, measuring and weighing out which part of the fountains are going to be illuminated.
Sounds like very judgmental positions to us, huh, Sue?
Oh, okay. So the judge. The seals. Now that was Ginny's question when she called in. She was going to ask something about the seals.
Well, we know, and you about had her damn ass smoked right there on the show.
She's talking out of turn.
Yeah, and then you go
telling Amari, big secrets.
You go Amari on the show. So. Yeah, right. That's going to work nice for you. You'll enjoy that.
I got so much shit. I'm going to be smoked about 8 times, people, due to my actions over the last 5 months.
Yeah.
It's all piling up.
You were too interested in Lynette's cum.
Yeah, I love that Lynette. She's so cool what she writes. She's the greatest
Lynette. He'll be begging for death. Oh, please.
It's probably some fucking male midget.
Let me
in jail.
Let me transition. Please let me go. No. We're not through with you yet. You want to do it again? No. I've had enough. I'm out of here.
Well, I was begging
kill
for
me.
Dark soul
kill me,
status.
Kill me now. I'd like to RSVP for the guff, but the angels, I was angry, and they won't come. I don't know what to do.
See, this is how you act ascended, Sasha. You get threatened by Ion, you still strut around fully confident that Ion can't touch you. See, and you got to put up with that kind of... See, it's pretty nerve-wracking for the little man. They can't take the pressure. You think you're in pressure, Kevin Sue. Look at what I'm in. I got this thing. Say, okay, Bob, that's another one, another notch. Anytime the tidal wave's going to smack you down.
And so what's just so hysterical is 3 seconds later, he thinks it's the best thing he's ever done. And we decided that it was the best thing to do. And then the next time you discuss it with him again, guess what? I didn't say that. I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea. So Bob's been smoked more times than he's ever engaged in eternity, but he doesn't remember his smoke.
True. You guys getting this?
Yeah.
Remember, I've done the most for anybody. I'm out there. I'm the canary in the mine, acting out the smoting that's coming to all of you. For bad behavior, and luckily you got a canary out there. Can't remember you got smoked.
That's pretty godly.
What'd you say, Ian?
Seems very godly.
Yes, very godly actions. So, yes, the seals are judgments. So, Ion is being a... Ion's the fifth horseman. Or all 8 of them or something. What do you think of that?
Bob enjoyed the Revelation series, especially when he got to the 7th and the 8th horse. That's
we discovered 3 horses during the Revelations.
Exactly.
We'll have to get Brian in to find out where that happened.
Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and Bob is suffering from 8 of them.
Yeah, like the 8 Escher quadrants. Body. I'll have to get Brian in. Said, Brian, which session did I ask? Did I talk about the 8 horsemen?
The 8 horsemen of the apocalypse, yeah. Attaboy, Bob. You stay with them. Stay with them till they buy or die, Bob. Go with it, Bob. It's all good.
Yeah, so what do you think of that, eh? Just that, Ion, you're the extra horseman.
Hey.
What do you think of that, Sue, or somebody? Back me up on this. This is a new pattern.
We're going to go let Sheldon put shoes on us.
So, Ion is the 8th church and the 8th trumpet and the 8th seal. Look at this, guys. Eighth vial, eighth judgment. This is the meeting.
The eighth church that Vestal sings exclusively to.
Yeah, the Iandom is the eighth church.
So therefore we need to fill those, all of those in, though, Bob.
Beg your pardon?
We'd need to fill them all in.
Yeah, no, really. Well, Ion is the eighth of all those levels, all those categories. What do you think of that, Ion? You like this? Are we getting anywhere with this, or are you just more Bob babble?
Well, if we say yes, it'll end in tears. If we say no, then it'll be combative tears. So why don't we just let you muddle in it a little more and see what sticks?
Let's see if I can smoke and remember it, guys.
Yeah, no. You. This
That's is, what's going to happen to my tombstone. My God, I finally remembered.
He'll be strolling down to the beach, and there'll be his tombstone. He said, "Carolyn, what happened? Oh, Bob, I unsmoked you in millennia ago. Well, there's my damn tombstone. Who do you think's buried there? You're buried there, Bob. I am. Yeah. We miss you.
Yeah. What movie where the guy wakes up? Life on Mars. The guy kind of wakes up in Life on Mars. Rip Van Winkle.
That's why Bob doesn't sleep anymore. That's why Bob doesn't have to eat anymore, because he's really been smoked.
Yeah, lucky. Well, the dead Bob. Now we know what you meant on Cashflow. This is the dead Bob.
Yay, we finally got it. Hey, everybody, newsflash. Bob got something almost in the same day.
But I downloaded it in the same day.
He won't remember.
You'll find that all rewrites end up all about me, guys. You just have to put up with it. I'm the canary. I'm the example. Bob gets incredible insights in about the fourth hour.
If he doesn't go that way, no one will enjoy the engagement.
So back to whatever you can drag in for your own identity. Go ahead. Anybody.
You have to relate it back to Jack in 24.
That's what's his name? I haven't said his name in a long time. Jack. You know what, Sasha in 24?
Bauer.
Jack Bauer. Okay, go ahead, Sasha, or Sue, or Barbara, someone who hasn't spoken.
Well, why don't you say hello to Legend?
Yeah, Legend, what have you made of this, what we're doing? He has to go through several levels of security code and reconnect.
I'm here, I'm listening.
Yeah, we're asking you to speak and create.
I'm trying to stay connected.
Yeah, well, you got to get past
baby.
That.
Vacancy.
Yeah, well, what, Steve, do you have to say about what we're talking about?
It all seems a little nebulous still at this point. I mean...
Yeah, because you don't participate. You just listen and try to make sense on the sidelines. You try to make sense on the sidelines. You don't get in and say ridiculous things and get the effects from Ion and then judgment and then get an answer. That's why you're disconnecting. Brian had the same problem. So, create here. What are you interested in? What are you trying to understand?
Make a lunacy lunge.
Lunacy lunge. Make a lunacy lunge.
You know, I ask Lionel these questions, and then he scoffs and says they're already here. I mean, where's the social change that's occurring? I mean, we've got every law of physics now being broken. I've already got articles all over the internet showing how time, space, and material is irrelevant now. It could manifest anything at any time, anywhere.
And that's Obama with his trillion dollar carp and stuff. You know, so we're seeing it all over the place in social institutions. Steve.
Is it because we're a holographic universe? I mean,
No, we're anamorphic. Hologramic is too symmetrical.
What?
Too much like
what
a law. Go ahead.
So now where's our next step? Where we're going to see this?
Here! You arrived! Here! You're talking non-physical, learning things never been heard before, and causing changes in social institutions by what you hear.
Yes, I know. That's correct. However, you know, it seems like it's not a small boat from China. I mean, there's no...
like, Steve's never satisfied with the rate of change.
Oh, so you're saying it's going too fast? We can slow it down for you if you'd like.
No, it's kind of the opposite. I mean, how do you make any sense out of the current conditions of our social structure? What kind of...
Break a dollar and they'll give you cents.
Yeah, look at you, Steve. The job you got recently, we both agreed it was ridiculous. And you left it pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, I left it about 2 hours.
Yeah, because it cannot be... You can't make a job. There's no room for jobs. There's an example. You couldn't do what they
jobs
were looking to do.
Jobs couldn't even keep jobs around.
Yeah. Steve Jobs couldn't. So that you have it right in your life. You try to get a job, and you found there was no context for it.
Exactly.
Well, that's an example of a pretty different situation from 10 years ago.
Doesn't seem too slow if it only lasted 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you hear these words and you flip them back to the wrong meaning. You know what that just... He just proved your point there, or your non-point.
Oh, I know, I understand that, but...
But? What's the but?
Why can't we implement the newer technologies now with products?
Ion is the main technology.
We do. We fucked BlackBerry. What more you want?
He fucked Steve. He broke Steve Jobs. He broke RIM. What more? I mean, you know, there's more coming, but
we have currency traders and gold and platinum traders all over the world in absolute turmoil, slowing it down so everybody could get their stuff done that they wanted to do, begging us to give them one more minute to get their transfer done. So we said, "What the hell? Okay, that's fine." And central banks are absolutely committing suicide because it's not supposed to be this way for this many minutes.
Yeah, for this many minutes.
So, yes, exactly. So we're in a suspended free fall. Is that you're telling us?
We aren't, Steve. We aren't.
We're landed on
the other side. They're in the free fall.
We are. We're selling shorts. Somebody gave us this damn angel chart, and it told us how to triangulate. It's
every headline involves us. The big headline in Canada is Air Canada, and the person who held that up is Sue.
The next thing you know, instead of rates, it says, Sue Bone, a flight attendant, used to be stewardess of Air Canada, decided that the strike would be averted because, damn it, she wanted to go to Beijing tomorrow. But after tomorrow, she said, you're on your own. She had some shopping in Belgium. So, therefore, we have decided to hold off on the strike. All the votes is thoroughly for the strike, and there's no lockouts, and there's no strike until she lets you know. Something like that.
Who's the other one? Who's the other guy who's causing stuff? There's another person, Carolyn, who's doing stuff right now. Not Sheila. Who is it?
Bob, don't remember.
I don't remember, Carolyn. You remember, Carolyn? Who's the other person? This past week, someone's fucking things up or enjoying themselves. Who was that? In our group.
Someone caused the floods in New Jersey.
Oh, that flood. Oh, yeah, that's Cheryl. Right. Cheryl did that. That's who I'm thinking of. Cheryl. She couldn't accept it. That's what I'm thinking of. It didn't happen now, but she's someone who found out she did it.
But don't you think, though, that even just the concept that the theory of relativity is going out the window is just, that's crazy enough as it is?
I'm wondering if that's the craziest we can get.
No, I'm just saying that just, you know, if it's some sort of sense of validation or observation of the effects
that's a good point, but no. Let's soften it up. Steve is saying that all he kept hearing about is everybody was having these great big erections. Erections, erections, erections. Well, he wanted to see an erection. So we showed him an erection. Now he's mad because everybody's got an erection. Everywhere he looks, there's an erection. But he's interested in an orgasm. When are we going to have an orgasm? We are. We're drippy with it. It's all over the place. Well, I want an orgasm. I haven't had an orgasm. I want to have an orgasm. All I've heard about the erections. Everybody's got one. I read it on the internet. Erections, erections, erections. When are we going to have orgasms? We're having them consistently, all the time, almost incessantly. Okay, well, how long do I have to wait for an orgasm? That's what you're saying. And that's the point of this revelation rewrite. This is the application where you get the tactility, the contrast, that gets enough of contrast within the workings of your erection that completion or the coitus becomes complete.
Okay, have you seen that show Life on Mars?
Do.
Yeah.
We wrote it.
He claims you wrote it.
Who did?
Dion just said we wrote it. Dion.
Okay, so that was actually pretty much a true sitcom. I mean, that was based on some sort of a true episode.
We laid it out so you could have a notion about the notion of the motion of the ocean. Yes.
Ian, when did you start creating? You created that. You wrote it. So when did you start?
We don't have time. So.
Right. Well, then.
Well,
what happened? Oh, okay.
Apply,
so you had no time.
You,
you've always been creating. Hey, Ian, you've always been creating.
Even if, but tachyonically.
See, we got tachyonically. Okay, we have a new level here, Carolyn. Ion didn't just start creating on March 18th. It's always been creating. You see that, boys? We have a new press release. Ion been always creating. So what did you mean when you said you weren't creating and couldn't create? When was that period?
Oh, that was when you were figuring it out.
Oh, okay. So, right.
So we had to give
the Bob ones a chance.
So what did you say, Steve?
Well, in that show, he goes back and forth through his childhood, through his later years as a man, then sees himself in the 70s and sees himself in the future. But that's as he simultaneously is witnessing different parts of his life through the show.
Right, that's the movie. Are you, wait! You were talking about Life on Mars. You switched to Life. What? Have you always been talking about the TV show Life on Mars? Oh, I thought you were talking about Independence Day or Mars Attack. Sorry, I had it wrong. Yeah, okay, Life on Mars. And you started watching that just recently?
No. I had watched it before. I just wanted to bring that up because now it seems to make more sense. It's more of if Ion, Ion knew what I was talking about, right, Ion?
Yeah, he did. And I was thinking of Slim Whitman. Ion probably wrote that. I mean, basically, Ion wrote everything. Yeah. Ion created everything.
That would
because
be true.
So as ascended individuals, we're going to be able to see, you know,
ascended. We want you to see it now. Don't worry about ascension. Get the orgasm, and then ascension will catch up.
Yeah, there's not. We don't want the phrase, Steve, anymore. We're going to do this. It's been done. Everything you were hoping to do in the future, it happened. So,
if the Egyptians can build a Sphinx and a pyramid and every great wondrous works that's still standing in your fucking sight of this now, without mortar, you certainly should be able to prop up something without mortar.
I recognize, Steve, you don't know how to do it, and you're not going to find it from Ion how to do it, but one way to approach getting a glimpse of the how is to assume it already happened. Work with that belief for a while.
But then you've come a long way. We don't have a problem. You're doing great. Just don't stop. Keep going. You'll be fine. Keep going. Follow your bliss. Do that thing over and over. Lather, rinse, repeat. More and more and more and more, even if it comes into that they outlaw everyone who isn't ascended, then you can join the party.
Okay, Ion, we need to end soon because JW didn't want to go past 3 hours. So could we quickly run through the rings? I didn't get you to correct us last time. I want you to correct what I went through because there is some oddness.
Oh.
you've got the, okay, everybody ready?
Yeah.
They are. Are you ready, Bob?
Just a minute, I'll get it. I got to get Sasha's notes. Where's Sasha's notes?
He's got to get ready not to be ready.
Yeah. Sasha's notes, here it is. I don't know if you guys noticed that there's sort of a screw-up in the way we, Ginny pointed this out, and we were talking about it. What is the cross ion? Is that a ring?
No, it's not a ring, Bob.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
Chromosome
is it a,
14.
Right. Is that a relationship between magnetism and
No.
Is it an event horizon? Is it a singularity?
No.
What is it as a center? A vortex?
What did you call it? You called it a protein, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah. It's a proton? No. Chromosome 14 is a proton. Is chromosome 14 a torsion field?
No, Bob.
Well, what is it? It's not a ring.
It's a chromosome that has one arm a little longer than the other.
Yeah.
When it's in motion, you can tell it's motion. It's the one chromosome in your cell, the only chromosome, that can allow 144,000 double helixes to have rings and arms.
Right, so it is sort of outside the cell. It is sort of like the complete perfect cell with 14,000 rings, but we don't see that.
No,
we have to work through the rings.
That would be the key.
What would be the key?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You mean the chromosome 14 is the key?
Yeah.
It's not a cipher, it's the key.
Right.
So it's the key to knowing where you've arrived.
Knowing what the... It's the place where it takes place, Bob. It's not knowing. You don't have a chromosome.
It's the place where it takes place. It's the lock. Well, where's the lock? where do you put the key into?
Oh, RNA.
Oh, okay. So, guys, this is interesting. We might get a different angle on this. So, ring one...
We won't remember, though, but we might.
Yeah, well, it's fun going over. Isn't it fun, Sasha, to go over it again?
You should listen to that chromosome 14 recording that you did, Bob.
I know that. No. I know it. No, but wait a minute. We're looking at the chart. We're looking at the chart, Sasha. I mean,
way to go, baby.
I know that one. I've listened to it again.
So we're
a couple
reviewing in review. That's good.
So you got this ring one. It's gases and what is ring one, Sasha? You tell me.
Chromosome
14,
Bob. Wins.
No. What, chromosome? No, it's not chromosome 14.
Well, chromosome 14 was what you were talking about before, and that's right in the very middle, and it can't be anything but because
it's not a ring. That's what Ion said. See, you didn't get that. It's not a ring.
I did. No, I know that.
Okay, so the first
ring is the gases.
Right, and also they are gases and angels? What were they? What are they?
Winds.
Yeah, it looks like they're winds. Yeah, winds and gases. So a gas is a small... Okay, a gas is a small wind on the chemical level. Insight. Breakthrough.
Okay, Bob, are you prepared and not knowing yet?
I have no idea why you guys are laughing. You're on the floor laughing. I don't know why.
What does that make? Flatulence.
Yeah, flatulence.
That's somewhere in between.
Opening a bottle of champagne and the noise a woman makes is the first ring of the angel diagram.
Oh, it's interesting. You've got the huge winds, the intergalactic winds, and then they
now
also...
it's huge winds. It was little gases, and now it's huge winds.
No, it's both big and small. Anyways, that helps me, guys.
Oh, well, that's what we live for, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the four winds and gases. So they're the basic constituents of a cell ion.
Constituents, yeah.